vying for attention, and Bertie Higgins on my circuit called Key Largo. Final mention now for the Friday Report, because tonight we have legal advisor Ben O'Rafferty in studio, and he will be answering your questions on maternity leave. And if you have a problem or a query you'd like answered, well then, the phone lines are open until 6 o'clock, which is a mere 7 minutes away. 604-043 is our number if you have a query or a problem on maternity leave. And that question will be put to Ben O'Rafferty following the 7 o'clock news tonight here on Nova.
Fashions of 135 Cable Street are continuing to cut the cost of fashion clothes in their bargain basement. Just listen to this for value. Skirts for just £2.99 and blouses for £2.99 as well. Denim jeans, amazing value at just £7.99. And fashion jackets for only £10.99. There's nowhere in Dublin where you find better value for money. Michael H. Fashion's bargain basement at 135 Cable Street. Dress yourself better for less with Michael H.
It's the TV offer of the century from Teletones. With every Philips K30 on rental purchase, you get absolutely free a 3-in-1 music center, black and white portable, stand, remote control, and 4-year guarantee. Teletone, Pierce Street, open Monday to Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 6.
Window shopping? If those windows or doors need replacing, look into Nationwide Windows. Nationwide Windows, superb aluminium windows and doors. Superb craftsmanship from the heart of Dublin. Nationwide Windows, well worth looking into. Telephone 780-911. That's 780-911 or see the golden pages.
She knows how to make your mouth feel clean.
Age of the computer. Let your children prepare for working life in the computer age with a summer computing course. Designed specifically for school children, under the guidance of a highly qualified tutor, Allied Computers Training Course starts on June the 28th and runs for 5 weeks. Allied Computer Training make extensive use of their specially programmed computer to make learning this ultra-modern technology easy to assimilate. For further details, contact Allied Computer Training on 718-022. That's 718-022 and keep up with today's technology today.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 846 kHz medium wave and 88 FM stereo, this is Radio Nova. For We Keep Time by Citizen, and right now the time by Citizen is 6 p.m.
Nova News with Sybil Fennell. Good evening. The United States Secretary of State, Mr. Alexander Haig, announced in Washington this afternoon that his initiative to try to end the Falklands dispute by diplomatic means has now come to an end. The United States is to support Britain's position with trade sanctions. President Reagan has ordered that America abandon its neutral position in the dispute, and military and economic aid to Argentina have been suspended. President Reagan has said that he'll respond favorably to British requests for military aid. The Secretary General of the United Nations has said that he won't mediate in the crisis unless asked by both Britain and Argentina. In London, the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, has convened yet another cabinet meeting on the Falklands crisis following the imposition of a total air and sea blockade of the islands by Britain from noon today. Any ship or aircraft found inside the 200-mile exclusion zone around the islands without permission is now liable to attack. There have been no reports, however, so far of any incidents. But in Buenos Aires, the military authorities have set up their own military exclusion zone. And a spokesman has said that Argentina may try to resupply its forces on the islands despite the British blockade. There's said to be a growing belief in Argentina that fighting will soon break out, and British Marines on board the requisitioned liner Canberra are preparing for a landing on the Falklands. A receiver has been appointed to the Gallagher Property Group. He's Mr. Lawrence Crowley. He said that the receivership will have major implications for the property industry because of the size of the Gallagher company. In a statement, the Gallagher Group said it had been necessary to appoint a receiver because of delays in completing a number of transactions. The appointment of a receiver isn't thought to necessarily mean that the business will be wound up. The Gallagher Group employs about 300 people directly. And in the High Court this afternoon, a provisional liquidator was appointed over Track Investments Limited and Merchant Banking Limited, two companies within the Gallagher Group. The Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor, has said that he's disappointed that he hasn't found more support for his devolution plans among politicians in Northern Ireland, but he said he will go ahead with his plans and the proposed elections this autumn. Democratic unionists who met with Mr. Pryor this morning to discuss the devolution bill have described the meeting as most valuable and constructive. The party has made suggestions for amendments to the bill and said that today's talks improve the prospects of the amendments being accepted. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli soldier has been wounded in a landmine explosion. In Spain, a 66-year-old man from Nottingham in England has been stabbed to death while on holiday in a coastal resort. The man, named as John Gibson, was stabbed on Monday night by two youths who were demanding money from him. He died in hospital yesterday. In England, production of the Rover and Ambassador cars at the British Leyland plant at Cowley in Oxfordshire is at a standstill because of a dispute over absenteeism. More than 1,000 workers have been laid off. And in Japan, a mid-air crash between two Air Force planes has left two airmen seriously injured. Another two are still missing. The plane was on a training mission from South Korea to an American airbase in Tokyo. The weather outlook, a mainly dry evening with a few scattered outbreaks of light drizzle. The current temperature 10 degrees, the winds are west to northwesterly in direction and moderate to fresh. In the north, clear but cool this evening, and in northwest England, expect outbreaks of light rain. The current temperature is 10 degrees. That's the Nova News and Weather at 6:3. News in full at 7.
Radio Nova.
Collection of Beatle favorites from the American charts, the Beatle movie medley from the Fabs.
States means to you is Miami Beach, you're not going to like this.
New Orleans, midnight, and the action into Sellers gets wild.
Fifth Avenue, New York City. Bite the Big Apple right down at the pips.
Nashville, Tennessee. Music's the name of the game, and the game gets hot. Yeehaw!
Ready for the rest of America? You're ready for club travel. I tail it to Lower Abbey Street and pick up the club travel brochure. This time the States is going to cost you a lot less, and it just might blow your mind.
Go, club travel.
Car Markets Ireland. If you're buying or selling a car, Car Markets Ireland offer you a unique service. Every Sunday at Rathmines Town Hall Shopping Centre car park, you can now save a substantial amount of hard cash by buying or selling your car privately. And avail of the 12-month warranty at no extra cost. This is not a car auction. Only reliable cars are accepted. To reserve space or get further details, contact Car Markets Ireland Limited, 38 Parliament Street, Dublin. Phone 778-203. That's 778-203.
She knows how to make your mouth feel clean.
He's that jump brush, freshman as wind.
this.
And it's breakfast time on the green. What a tasty way to start the day. From 7:30 in the morning, the Swiss Chalet restaurant on St. Stephen's Green, Dublin, serves you a delicious, set you up for the day breakfast. Hit town before the traffic, park at your leisure, pick up a paper, and into the Swiss Chalet for the real taste of a bright new day.
Good morning.
And of course, the Swiss Chalet is open for lunches too at the Galleria Stephen's Green and in Stillorgan.
We like to see the smile on your face.
Nothing like a touch of spring, when the world is full of blossoming fragrances and everything is as fresh as a new coat of paint. What better time to do a little painting yourself with Valspar Super Vinyl for a superb hard-wearing matte finish, or Valspar Vinyl Velvet for an equally tough finish with an elegant sheen. Enter the colorful world of Valspar and make a home you can be proud of. Look so lovely, last so long. Made by HGW, Ireland's largest paint makers.
Your music is Radio Nova.
Saturday.
Mitzi.
For 1 week only.
Mitzi.
That's Great Georgia Street.
Mitzi.
The sale you can't afford to miss.
Mitzi.
That's Great Georgia Street.
Mitzi.
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 Out now. Success. Ireland's exciting new Business Plus magazine. This month's Success takes a hard look at the farmer's business. Can he cope? Success steers you into good investments. Success features Ken Rowan, young man on the move. Success covers all aspects of success. At your newsagents now, 85 pence.
When you want a cool, refreshing lager that's alcohol-free, a full of flavor drink that's low in calories, when you want real satisfaction from a drink that's good for you, why do you say the same mistake?
When you want a real drink, but without the alcohol, what do you say? You say, Moussé cold.
Why do you say the same mistake?
Toast the outside new
savory toast from Findus.
Findus savory toasts are new, so toddle along and see if they're in your shop yet. What are they? Golden toast sandwiches with sealed edges to keep the filling in, piping hot ham and cheese, or tasty minced beef. Delicious.
Tasty inside, toasty outside new
savory toast from Findus.
And then you, success on a plate for you.
Red Corner Shop, the name that started a revolution in furniture discount sales. An epic tale of bulk buying, of importing across frontiers, and of keeping the quality high. Full marks to the Red Corner Shop, carrying on the struggle, the fight against overexpensive furniture, so that every home can have quality goods at a fair price. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. You can't miss it. And you can't afford to miss it.
Radio Nova!
John Clark!
Evening, and following the 7 o'clock news, the Friday Report deals with maternity leave, when legal advisor Ben O'Rafferty will be talking to Linda and answering your questions, which were taken on the phone between 4 o'clock and 6. Here's a nice album, Slide Area. It's Ry Cooder and Gypsy Woman. Mm-hmm.
And welcome to your chance to score in the Viva Tato World Cup 82 competition with five Telefunken video recorders up for transfer to five lucky winners. Plus, 20 deluxe sets of Sabutio table soccer to bring the thrills of Spain right to your fingertips. And 100 magic puzzle balls to give the whole family hours of frustrating fun. Details on every pack of Tato crisps. Viva Tato!
Pinnock Summer Camp. Set in peaceful countryside near Carbery, County Kildare. What draws the elite of 8 to 12-year-olds to this holiday mecca? We talk to veterans.
I've been on a summer camp once before and would like to go again.
Adventurous types.
Because I've never been on one.
And enthusiasts.
Because we have great fun.
At Pinnock, boys and girls get great food and the right amount of attention. Are just some of the more popular pastimes. At Pinnock,
you won't get bored.
At £50 per week, Pinnock is the perfect summer camp for 8 to 12-year-olds. It commences on June the 11th, but intake is limited to 24 children per week. To book or inquire, please telephone Dublin 808-615.
Pinnock Summer Camp. Great fun.
When you've got a big store, you need a big story, and Penny's got both in Mary Street.
Ladies, Penny's got a selection of dresses and knitwear as big as Texas. Right now, there are beautiful honeycomb stitch cardigans at the very special price of $2.99, and the prettiest range of dresses you ever did see for just $6.99. Plain shades, stripes, motifs, t-shirt style, granddad collars, or lace collars, just $6.99.
When you got a big store, you need a big story. And Penny's got both, that's all.
The most decorated name in Ireland today is Fleetwood. Fleetwood paintbrushes and rollers. Fleetwood for wallpaper pastes, fillers, and all your decorating needs. And for the beautiful, huge range of best quality Fleetwood paints. Award your home Fleetwood Care.
Tom, have you seen my You magazine?
No.
You've got it, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Ask your daughter.
Well, she's 16. She shouldn't be reading You magazine.
Why not?
Well, it's for 18 to 35-year-olds.
So you shouldn't be reading it either, then.
Tom, You magazine is for mature-minded people.
So our daughter's mature. Hey, listen, did you read a bit about keeping the pep in your relationship?
I thought you didn't read it.
Well, look, I'm late for work.
Tom, open your briefs.
Read You magazine. Know what you are talking about.
Magazine isn't You magazine.
Look, I told you your daughter had it.
Tom!
Bye.
Radio Nova. Everybody join the party. Gonna have a good time tonight. Even though it may be naughty, I'm sure it's gonna be alright.
Lovely stuff. Pop Go the Movies, and that's from Miko. As the house lights go up and we start serving popcorn, Jason Vane follows the report and the news at 7 o'clock and 7:30. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
Check out Marley's Nightclub in the new look Marley Park Hotel. Grange Road, Rathbarnham. Marley's Nightclub is open Thursday to Sunday.
Check it out. 9, 8, 8.
Ignition! The Apollo 1 discount countdown continues.
2, 1, 0, 0. The Roller Boogie Craze is here, direct from the USA, and Apollo 1 are now selling fabulous roller disco boots at an amazing $19.95. Apollo 1 also stock a brilliant range of discounted roller disco accessories, pads, and helmets at Ireland's lowest prices. And Apollo 1 are discounting disco record players from £50 to a staggering £19.95. Roller fun at Apollo 157 Moore Street.
The discount countdown continues 7 days a week.
This is the age of the computer. Let your children prepare for working life in the computer age with a summer computing course. Designed specifically for school children, under the guidance of a highly qualified tutor, Allied Computers Training Course starts on June the 28th and runs for 5 weeks. Allied Computer Training make extensive use of their specially programmed computer to make learning this ultra-modern technology easy to assimilate. For further details, contact Allied Computer Training on 718-022. That's 718-022, and keep up with today's technology. Today.
The Red Corner Shop, the name that started a revolution in furniture discount sales. An epic tale of bulk buying, of importing across frontiers, and of keeping the quality high. Full marks to the Red Corner Shop, carrying on the struggle, the fight against overexpensive furniture, so that every home can have quality goods at a fair price. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. You can't miss it. And you can't afford to miss it.
On to Cassidy's great new bright and lively spring fashions for super blouses with ruffles and frills and stripes and trims and all the newest, liveliest colors. So catch on to Cassidy's for spring and add a lot of sunshine to your life.
Catch on to Cassidy's beautiful
vibes
for beautiful girls.
You had a big crowd in last night, Lavinia.
Oh, actually, Sybil, just some in-laws, Clint Eastwood, Flash Gordon, and the jazz singer.
Tell us of ours.
It's working fine on VHS.
The Video Express Club delivers all the excitement of the cinema direct to your place. Choose from hundreds of the latest movies. And now, our new Dial-A-Video service guarantees you same-day delivery by pageboy couriers. Rentals, including delivery, for about the price of one cinema ticket. Visit the Video Express Club, Eastmoreland Place, Falls Bridge, opposite the drive-in bank on Upper Baggett Street. Or Dial-A-Video, 600-119. That's 600-119.
Anything planned for tonight, Lavinia?
The Life of Brian with Superman.
Oh, I'd love to get his number, Livy.
600-119, but he's not on the shelf right now.
Oh, I know.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 846 kHz medium wave and 88 FM stereo, this is Radio Nova. Well, we keep time by Citizen, and right now the time by Citizen is 7 p.m.
Nova World News Summary with Tony Allen and Sybil Fennell. Good evening. The headlines. America has abandoned its policy of neutrality in the Falklands dispute. President Reagan has ordered the United States to halt all military exports to Argentina. He said the United States would respond favorably to requests for material support by British forces. Back home, a receiver has been appointed to the Gallagher Property Group. The PMPA dispute is over. And a final note of gloom, VAT increases announced in the budget come into effect tomorrow. The American Secretary of State, Mr. Alexander Haig, announced in Washington this afternoon that the United States is abandoning its policy of neutrality in the Falklands dispute. The Secretary of State's bid to find a peaceful solution to the crisis has been abandoned. Mr. Haig said that in the light of Argentina's failure to accept a compromise, the U.S. had to take concrete steps to underscore that they cannot and will not condone the use of unlawful force to resolve disputes. President Reagan has ordered that the export of military goods to Argentina be halted. Bank credits and guarantees between the two countries have been suspended. The United States has said it will respond positively to requests for material support for British forces, although it was stressed that there would be no direct American military involvement in the dispute.
There's as yet been no official announcement from Argentine on the United States' decision to support Britain, but it's likely to anger the Argentine military authorities. From Buenos Aires, it's reported that Argentina expects hostilities in the Falklands to begin within the next 24 hours. On the Falkland Islands, plans are going ahead to protect the civilians. The Argentine Foreign Minister, Mr. Costa Mendez, is in New York and has had a meeting with the United Nations Secretary General. Afterwards, Mr. Costa Mendez said his country had not rejected the American peace plan. Argentina was ready to comply with the UN Security Council resolution and wanted a negotiated settlement to be found to the dispute. He said he hoped that the United Nations would become involved as a mediator. The British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Francis Pym, has announced that he's going to both Washington and New York for talks with the American Secretary of State, Mr. Haig, and the Secretary General of the United Nations. Mr. Pym told a news conference within the past hour that Britain would not abandon the search for a peaceful settlement.
Back home, a receiver has been appointed to the Gallagher Property Group. He's Mr. Lawrence Crowley, and he said that the receivership will have major implications for the property industry because of the size of the Gallagher company. In a statement, the Gallagher Group said it had been necessary to appoint a receiver because of delays in completing a number of transactions. The appointment of a receiver is not thought to necessarily mean that the business will be wound up. The Gallagher Group employ about 300 people. And in the High Court this afternoon, a provisional liquidator was appointed over Track Investments Limited and Merchant Banking Limited, two companies within the Gallagher Group.
The increases in VAT, which were announced in the last budget, will come into effect tomorrow, but the VAT on books has been removed. The low rate has been increased from 15 to 18%, which means that drink, cigarettes, petrol, sweets, soft drinks and televisions will all go up by 3%. Petrol will go up about 6 pence per gallon, cigarettes by 4p a packet, and the top rate of VAT is increased from 25 to 30%. This will affect a range of electrical goods.
The strike at the PMPA insurance company is over. Staff voted at a meeting this afternoon to accept a pay offer of just over 26% during a 15-month period. The deal, which was worked out in the Labour Court, also gives longer holidays and allowances for VHI insurance. And bank officials have accepted settlement proposals in their dispute over pay and new technology. They'll get a phased pay increase of just over 30%, as well as a further 7.5% over the next 4 years. The money will be paid partly in return for cooperation with the bank's management on new technology, which is to be introduced in the next 5 years. The proposals have already been accepted by the bank's management. Pass and bank link machines, which have been out of service for several months, will be available by the end of next week.
Students of St. Patrick's College in Maynooth are continuing their occupation of the college's administrative building. The occupation began shortly after midday yesterday, and staff are not being allowed to enter the building. The protest is a response to proposed fee increases, which are due to come into effect next September. Fees for all current students will be increased by a minimum of 25%, and overseas students could face increases of more than 122% in all faculties. The occupation began following a refusal by the college's president, Mr. Mike Olden, to meet a general assembly of the students to discuss the issue, and as the backing of students' unions throughout the country. A spokesman for the students told our reporter that they felt the increase in fees would result in the college becoming an institution for the elite and would also lead to a drop in student numbers. They insist they will continue with the occupation until the decision by the college's executive council has been rescinded.
The Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor, has said that he's disappointed that he hasn't found more support for his devolution plans among politicians in Northern Ireland, but he said he would go ahead with the plans and the proposed elections this autumn. Democratic unionists who met with Mr. Pryor this morning to discuss the devolution bill have described the meeting as most valuable and constructive. The party has made suggestions for amendments to the bill and say that today's talks improve the prospects of the amendment being accepted.
In England, production of the Rover and Ambassador cars at British Leyland's plant at Cowley in Oxfordshire is at a standstill because of a dispute over absenteeism. More than 1,000 workers have been laid off. A fresh outbreak of fighting has been reported in the Gulf War. The Iranians say they've launched a new offensive against Iraqi forces occupying southwest Iran. The Israeli Minister for Labor and Social Welfare, Mr. Abu Hatzera, who was given a suspended prison sentence for theft and fraud earlier this month, has announced he's to resign from the cabinet. Mr. Hatzera, who will keep his seat in Parliament, said he needed time to lodge an appeal against his conviction.
In Japan, a mid-air crash between two Air Force planes has left two airmen seriously injured. Another two are still missing. The plane was on a training mission from South Korea to an American airbase in Tokyo. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli soldier has been wounded in a landmine explosion. And in Spain, a 66-year-old man from Nottingham in England has been stabbed to death while on a holiday in a coastal resort. The man, named as John Gibson, was stabbed on Monday night by two youths demanding money. He died in hospital yesterday. The financial report, the Financial Times Index, closed down 6.9 at 575.1. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Index at 5 o'clock this evening was up 1.71 at 846.65.
And just ahead of me, going down to stock up on the booze and the fags before the VAT increases, another little bit of gloom. The weather, cloudy with scattered outbreaks of light rain and strong westerly winds.
Thank you, Tony. That's the Nova World News Summary at just after 7 minutes past 7.
Good night.
Radio Nova.
Mitzi.
Supercell starts this Saturday.
Mitzi.
For 1 week only.
Mitzi.
South Great Georgia Street.
Mitzi.
The sale you can't afford to miss.
Mitzi.
South Great Georgia Street.
Mitzi.
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 Harris's of Angel Street. We are offering the very best in home entertainment and accessories. Come in and see our range of TV, video, hi-fi, domestic appliances, and Maxell recording accessories. To all our video purchasers, we offer free membership of Video Library, free first 10 films of your choice, free a 3-hour blank video cassette. We also offer same-day delivery service and installation at no extra cost. We can arrange finance if necessary. Quality products at sensible prices. Harris's of Angel Street, just up from Dockrose.
Pinnock Summer Camp, set in peaceful countryside near Carberry, County Kildare. What draws the elite of 8 to 12-year-olds to this holiday mecca? We talk to veterans.
I've been on a summer camp once before and would like to go again.
Adventurous types?
I've never been on one.
And enthusiasts.
We can have great fun.
At Tiloc, boys and girls get great food and the right amount of attention.
Swimming,
are just some of the more popular pastimes. At Tiloc,
you won't get bored.
At £50 per week, Tiloc is the perfect summer camp for 8 to 12-year-olds. It commences on June the 11th, but intake is limited to 24 children per week. To book or inquire, please telephone Dublin 808-615.
Tiloc Summer Camp. Great fun.
Ginseng is a herb from the Far East. For thousands of years, it's been acclaimed for its almost miraculous properties. Now, Crestol have added ginseng to a range of hair care products to revitalize your hair the natural way. It simply makes your hair manageable and lovely. Crestol Ginseng Plus shampoo, conditioners, treatments, and hairspray for your type of hair. Available from all the better chemists and stores.
Sole distributors, Christie & Company, Ireland. Phone 300-399.
Hickey's have a brand new branch right in the heart of Dublin.
Where?
Downstairs in Penny's. Hickey's new branch where you can choose from the same superb range of quality fabrics and buy all your sewing accessories. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
Hickey's have the fashion fabrics to make beautiful clothes for your family.
And beautiful curtains for your home. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
In Mary Street.
Make it beautiful. Make it right. Make it with fabric from Hickey's.
Good evening, I'm Linda Conway, and this is the Friday Report. Well, hello again. Tonight, as usual, legal adviser Ben O'Rafferty's in the studio with me, and he's going to answer your calls on maternity leave. Now, maternity leave came into being just over a year ago, and still many women are not quite sure what their rights are. And maybe to iron out a few problems now, Ben's going to answer your problems that were called in today. First, Ben, maybe we start off with, how long is maternity leave ordinarily?
Well, Linda, basically maternity leave is for not less than 14 weeks. That, however, is a minimum, and you may be entitled to more in the first situation where the birth is delayed. Maternity leave will be extended by a week for each week.